Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do any of you guys have a Tesla? I don't have a Tesla yet. I say yet because I think there's going to be a huge push for us to have those types of cars where they're electric or they have a lot of AI. And I'm a little intimidated because I'm actually old school. I really miss not having a manual, a stick shift. I do not like the fact that I... You know, it's automatic, and I just like being able to shift here. You know, I'm just more old school. I really miss the way cars were. I mean, getting into a self-driving vehicle takes the fun out of it. I love driving. So I'm really in no hurry. I mean, yes, I remember Back to the Future 2. I think that's very, very cool to have self-driving vehicles. I think vehicles that float in the air and fly in the air are going to be cool, but I really don't want to be in a self-driving vehicle. Well, apparently there is somebody who really has a self-driving vehicle fetish, such that he gets arrested over and over and over again and says he's going to still do it. So there was a San Francisco man named Param Sharma who was arrested for riding in the back seat of his Tesla as it drove on the highway. And he says he will keep doing it even after release from jail, and he'll keep buying more cars as they get impounded. I don't know why he's doing this, but he was booked on reckless driving, 2 counts, and he was riding when he arrived for a Wednesday interview with a Bay Area news station, KTVU, he was again riding in the backseat of his Tesla. But it wasn't the same car the California Highway Patrol pulled him over in. The day after being released from jail on Tuesday, he told the channel that he bought a new Tesla Model 3 because the other was impounded. Also, he is, quote, very rich, he says. He says, I have unlimited money to blow on Teslas. If you take away my Tesla, I will get another Tesla. He said, that's how it works. I'm blown away. Just get a chauffeur. I mean, if you really don't want to drive in the front seat. California Highway Patrol said Tuesday it had arrested Sharma for reckless driving and disobeying a peace officer. The arrest came after videos circulated online of him riding down the highway in the back seat. He was cited for the same offense last month. The incident, they said, is just the latest to spark scrutiny around how some Tesla drivers abuse the company's driver assistance features. You think? The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened investigations into more than 24 Tesla crashes, including a fatal incident in April that police said occurred with nobody in the driver's seat. Sharma told KTVU that he bought a Tesla with the full self-driving package, but seemed overly confident in the feature's abilities. It's a $10,000 advanced driver assistant system set up from the standard autopilot feature. It enables a car to automatically change lanes, navigate highway on-ramps and exits, recognize stop signs and traffic lights. But it does not necessarily allow the Tesla car to be autonomous. They say drivers have to pay full attention when they're in the car. So it's like a living room back here. He goes, I'm relaxing in luxury while Elon Musk chauffeurs me. What is wrong with these people? Honestly, some of these rich people really are wacky. I tell you, man, if I had that much money, I, I wouldn't buy a Tesla after Tesla. I would maybe buy Tesla stock. Wouldn't be buying Tesla after Tesla. I don't get that. A living room. They said, even in the most advanced iteration, the full self-driving system has major flaws. Tesla tells software beta testers to be vigilant, as the feature could do the wrong thing at the worst time. They say in tests, consumer reports on full self-driving performed inconsistently and sometimes disengaged without warning. So what that means is you could be on the freeway, on the highway, thinking it's self-driving, and all of a sudden it disengages, and then it could just start steering off, you know, the bridge. That scares the heck out of me. But Mr. Sharma says he has no plans to stop being riding in the backseat of the car, despite the clear dangers and the stunt poses to pedestrians and other drivers. He said, I feel like by mid-2022, the backseat thing will be normal, and I think right now people are just taking it out of proportion. Maybe he's doing this to become famous. I really don't know. But I am nervous that, again, we are putting ourselves at such vulnerability in terms of relying on computers. We spoke about this with the pipeline. We spoke about this with the power grid in Houston. We spoke about this with these airplanes, how some of the younger, newer pilots might not know how to override some of these systems, these computer systems, whereas some of the planes, I forget if it was the 737 Boeings, I forget which ones, where some of the crashes were blamed on issues with the computer system. Okay, that is just not acceptable. Computer systems should not be running our world. We should always have a manual override with everything. Tesla's cars have manual overrides. Planes should have manual overrides. Water systems, gas pipelines. If I owned the Colonial Pipeline, and somebody told me, you pay me $5 million in cryptocurrency, and I don't let you, you know, use your pipeline, I'd be like, up yours, and I flip the switch, and the pipeline goes on. Now, unfortunately, we have all this sensitive information. We have people's addresses. We have people's telephone numbers. We have everything in computer systems that these companies don't want to get sued if all that data gets leaked. That maybe the company shouldn't be sued then. I mean, you know, maybe it's, look, you know, if you are putting this data out there, then, you know, it's your own risk because this stuff gets hacked. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications to make the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is interesting. Some of you guys have already kind of tinkered around with some of the telemedicine platforms. And they're pretty cool, aren't they? It's really cool. You could be at work. You could be at home. Doctor comes on the line. You could get a prescription. It's pretty darn convenient, isn't it? Yet, some of you are a little frustrated because it might not be free for you. A lot of insurance companies, it's $0 copay. But for some of you, it's that don't have insurance, it's cheaper than going to an urgent care or quick care or a ER, such that you'll go online. Some of the telemedicine companies might charge you $100, $150 bucks. Some might charge you $45, some might charge $80. Not sure. Depends on where you're at and which company you're using. And so you want a Z-Pak. You have a cold? You think you have a bronchitis and you want a Z-Pak. And I hear this all the time. So they pay the telemedicine company up front. Telemedicine company is not going to make the same mistake doctors have done for years, where they do the service and then they get screwed and not paid. So many of the telemedicine companies say you pay first. Once you pay, you get a doctor. That doctor from whatever state comes on. They might get a cut of that pay. They might be under a different pay schedule, but the company is the one that gets the money. The doctor is the one, though, that gets the heat. So the patient's like, yeah, I'm calling because I need a Z-Pak. I have a cold. All right, well, you know, colds or viruses we're not supposed to treat with antibiotics. No, no, but it always happens. If you don't give me the antibiotic, it's going to go to my lungs, and then I'm going to get a bronchitis. Well, we're doing bronchitis differently these days. You know, bronchitis is usually viral. We're not supposed to give an antibiotic. I don't care. It's a pneumonia then. Give me a Z-Pak. Well, we're not supposed to be giving Z-Paks because we've overprescribed them so much. We now have super gonorrhea. We have, you know, so much drug resistance that we're kind of saving the Zithromax. We're not really supposed to be doing that on telemedicine, writing Z-Paks. And the patient gets so mad that they were hoping and they spent whatever money to get a Z-Pak and they didn't get a Z-Pak. So some of you have reached out to say, look, how do I know I'm going to get what I am paying for? Now, medicine is not supposed to be that way. What you are paying for is a doctor's advice. Now, some of you are like, oh, I don't need a doctor's advice. I got Google. I think a doctor's advice is still very powerful, but we have become less powerful. Our advice has become less solemn and academic because people look stuff up. People think they know what's best for them, and they might. I mean, it's their body. And so they're like, you know what? I really don't have to spend that kind of money for your knowledge. I just need you for a prescription, which is why so many people can't wait for there to be legislation that allows there to be prescriptions just over the counter. People can't wait to bypass the doctor. You know, do they really call Dr. Dahlia for my opinion? Sometimes they do, but the majority is no. They just want their prescription, or they want a test ordered. So once they can do their own tests and do their own prescriptions, they're really not going to need doctors for in those realms. They're still going to need surgeons. They're still going to need, you know, or if something gets beyond where they can't treat it themselves. But, and we'll talk about do-it-yourself medicine later. But, I, you know, me as a doctor, this isn't about saving my profession. Okay, I want to save the public. I want to save human beings. I want to save mankind. You know, my profession, yeah, I worry about my profession, but that's not my main goal. So I'm not trying to hoard the business for doctors. I do worry about people treating themselves. I worry that some of the antibiotics, like Z-Pak was amazing. It could treat walking pneumonia. We've written it so much in the last 25 years that I don't know how much stronger it is. And antibiotic resistance is some scary stuff. So I do worry that, you know, people having access to medications willy-nilly and treating their colds with antibiotics when they shouldn't is a problem. So a frustration people have is the prepay. All right? So how did it work for years? Well, how it worked years ago is the doctor would come to your house, take care of you, you would pay that doctor. Maybe it was a chicken. Maybe it was a freshly cooked meal. Maybe it was a blanket, or maybe it was cash. Then doctors got kind of exhausted going to everybody's houses, and it was easier just to have a clinic for you to go to the doctor. And so you go to the doctor. You used to pay the doctor. And then insurance companies came in. And insurance companies said, look, people, if you pay us, we will make sure that doctor doesn't charge you a lot of money. We will negotiate with your doctor. So you pay us, we're going to represent you. So now doctors are like dealing with these insurance companies going, what the heck is this? Insurance companies got their tushies all in, made these big, huge networks, and said, look, we own the patients. Which means if you want to take care of those patients from that company, you better take our pay rate. Okay, you're going to pay us up front? No. We'll pay you when we get to it. All right. So when people say doctors are the worst business people, this is why. Doctors let this happen. So now, a doctor will see people, could spend the whole day not bringing in any money, and hoping that that insurance company will turn around and pay them. Sometimes the insurance company does, sometimes they don't. Not the smartest business model. But some doctors would try to say, no, 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 you know what, pay up front. You see, hospitals do that too. When I had to get a colonoscopy, they said, look, all right, you need to come up with your deductible right out the gate, $1,200 up front. Before you even take off your pants and bend over, we want the $1,200. Now, when doctor's offices tried to do that, insurance companies would say, you can't do that. You can't charge up front. You have to wait till we tell you what the out-of-pocket is. Well, by then, the person got their service for free and fled. So the rules have been kind of going back and forth right now in terms of you know, when to charge and how you could collect. But you're starting to see with a lot of these new companies, like telemedicine, they're like, pay us first. You pay us first. We're not going to give you free care, let you talk to the doctor or the nurse. Pay us first. So the problem that now is coming up is, or that has arisen, is people are paying first and then they don't like the service. They want their money back. But why didn't you like the service? I wanted a Z-Pak. Well, we can't always give a Z-Pak. The doctor said I needed to go and get this cut taken care of at an urgent care. Well, yeah, we can't do cuts online. Well, then why is the insurance company having me call telemedicine? Well, because not all cuts need to be repaired. Not all colds need antibiotics. The doctor could advise you. The problem is people don't want the doctor's advice. People don't really care. They don't think that's where the worth is. So doctors are going to realize this, and they're going to be like, then you better pay up front. Because if you don't like my advice, you're going to not pay me. You're going to stiff me. I can't tell you how many times people tried to stiff me. There was a mom whose kid wasn't feeling well. I ran a blood test. The blood count, the white blood cell count was a little off, was a little low. So I ran a HIV on the child. Turned out the child was HIV positive. Child had a transfusion when child was a baby. Some reason, HIV got through. Child ends up having HIV. The insurance says the patient owes like $14. So the billing company, I don't know where, you know, billing company sends the bill to the patient. Patient's mom flips out that she got a $14 bill. And we just saved your kid's life. So, yeah, we took care of it, but it's like, what? People are really disrespecting, you know, the value they're getting in medicine and the value they're getting with doctors and nurses and our time, such that the companies now are aware of that and they're going to charge you up front. So then, you know, how do you know you're going to get your money's worth? If you really, really want an antibiotic, well, you might want to read up on antibiotic stewardship. That's the term being used. And it'll talk about when an antibiotic is indicated. I'm not saying lie. Don't lie and say, oh, yeah, I have a rip-roaring pneumonia. Because we don't really do pneumonia over the phone. You have to, you know, get a chest x-ray and that kind of stuff. But you might want to see what the guidelines doctors are now being under. So if you're calling because you want an antibiotic for a cold, you might not get that. Now, unless there's another justification. And in that case, you might want to be seen in person. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEO. Go ahead.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House panel is looking into U.S. cybersecurity capabilities. Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher citing the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which is thought to have originated in Russia.
We had Russian cyber actors last week shut down a major U.S. pipeline, highlighting the cyber threat posed to our critical infrastructure from actors anywhere in the world.
U.S. retail sales were flat in April as shoppers pulled back on goods purchases while boosting spending on services. Retail spending surging by 10.7% in March as many households received $1,400 stimulus checks as federal authorities distributed a round of economic impact payments authorized by the recent $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill. Earlier this week, a Labor Department report showed inflation soared by 4.2%. USA Radio News. A long-anticipated vote took place in the Republican Party.
House Republicans approved Representative Elise Stefanik as their number three leadership position Friday, officially voting her into the post after Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming was forced out Wednesday.
And the American people know that the stakes are incredibly high. We are going to fight for them each and every day against the destructive, radical, far-left socialist agenda of President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi that's destroying America.
After President Trump's endorsement, the 134-46 tally for Stefanik from New York was decisive. Representative Chip Roy of Texas and Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana, who served as vice chair, were also in consideration. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Mega Millions lottery jackpot for Friday night is nearly $500 million. It's currently sitting at $430 million and climbing. The estimated cash payout, just over $290 million. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, highlighting the biggest headline this week was the CDC finally said, if you're vaccinated, you don't need the mask indoors or outdoors, unless, of course, it is mandated by your state, laws, local officials. And we're going to leave it up to the states. So the government is starting to back out of the whole mask controversy. In my neck of the woods, my governor said we're going to follow the CDC. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So people are happy in my neck of the woods. But it's been confusing. It's been confusing for a lot. Target, Macy's, Starbucks, see, they're keeping the mask mandates. They want you wearing a mask if you go into their store. Walmart said they're going to review their rules. So this is what the CDC said. CDC said fully vaccinated individuals can, quote, resume activities that you did prior to the pandemic. Okay, well, the activities I did was go to concerts, go to football games. Go to, I mean, that, those are kind of the activities. So I really hope we get concerts and things like that back, but that's okay. All right. So we could resume activities that we did prior to the pandemic. You are fully vaccinated if it's been 2 weeks after your second dose in a two-dose series, such as the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, 2 weeks after a single-dose vaccine, such as the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They say if you do not meet the requirements, regardless of your age, you are not fully vaccinated. Keep taking all precautions until you are fully vaccinated. So, what does that mean? They say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask or physically distance in any setting, except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, or territorial laws, rules, and regulations, including local business and workplace guidance. So, fully vaccinated people could run around outside, attend small gatherings, dine in at a restaurant, attend a parade, sports event, performance. So now we can go to those. We could go to the barber hair salon, go to a museum, we could go to a movie theater, we could go to church, we could sing in a chorus, we could eat inside a restaurant, outside a restaurant, and we could go to the gym without a mask. This is huge. This is fantastic. Fantastic news. The problem is companies are like, nah, we still want you to wear the mask. Now, why? Why would Target do that? What do they have to gain? What does Macy's have to gain? What about Starbucks? Well, I think they see what a lot of us business owners see, the liability and the line. So if your staff don't want to wear a mask, they could pretend that they're vaccinated, not wear the mask. If somebody doesn't want to be shunned, does not want to be looked upon as a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer, you think they're going to want to wear a mask? Wearing a mask might mean they're anti-vaccine, and they're not. They just haven't gotten the vaccine yet. So I think maybe some of these big companies are realizing that there is no way to tell if someone's vaccinated or not, than rather err on the side of caution. Now, the problem with that is some people might not want to wear a mask or they might not go to these places. Well, where this could be a little tricky is the people that aren't going to Walmart or Target or some of these places are probably the ones that feel more comfortable shopping online, don't want to go outdoors, so they are a little bit more... They're probably the ones that aren't walking into the stores are the ones to go online, which means Target and Macy's, if they have people walking in to their store, that means these are potential Target shoppers. These are potential Macy's shoppers. You got them. They're going to make a sale. You are going to make a sale, most likely. You are going to sell that person. So it's almost impossible to walk into a Target and walk out. I mean, you're gonna, that person's going to buy something. And if that person is somebody who's comfortable with going around outside and they've been vaccinated, you really want to turn them away if they don't have a mask on them and if they don't want to put on a mask? So I don't know if that's the right business decision. Starbucks also, they're going to mandate masks in their stores. They want the shoppers and their workers wearing them. Other retailers are on the fence. Target, they say Target spokesperson told Insider it was reviewing its policies. As of now, it'll continue upholding all the coronavirus safety measures in stores, including wearing masks and social distancing. Kroger, also, Kroger's going to keep mask mandates for its customers and workers. They said as we have throughout the pandemic, we are reviewing current safety practices, the CDC's latest guidance, and soliciting feedback from associates to guide the next phase of our policy. So also, probably some of these companies are realizing that they have employees who might quit if people are walking in without a mask. Maybe they're trying to keep their employees because they're already having a tough time staffing. Who knows? Starbucks says shoppers and workers are still going to be required to wear masks. Macy's said they're going to keep masks mandatory. Walmart said that they are reevaluating it. Home Depot has not changed their mask policy. Walgreens is reviewing their rules as well. CVS is reviewing their mask policy. Gap said they haven't confirmed if they're going to continue. Again, this just happened all yesterday, Publix is awaiting additional guidance before implementing changes. Dollar store, a lot of them are kind of confused. Like I said, it's tricky because if they have employees say, we're going to quit. If people aren't wearing masks, we're quitting. Well, then the store is screwed. They need people coming in. On the flip side, if you have employees that are like, yeah, oh good, yeah, I was vaccinated. No, you weren't. Yeah, I was. I'm not wearing my mask. It's kind of confusing. If a store wants to attract those who want to feel like they're in a sterile experience, you won't. It won't be sterile. But for those people that want to feel that way, a store may say, we still have masks here. I just don't see them being able to do that because I don't think there's going to be enough of a supply or a demand. I don't think there's going to be enough of a demand. And then they're going to have to start stocking masks again because if the average person is not walking around with their dirty mask, I don't know if you guys saw my little study I did, the masks get really disgusting. They get really dirty. The average person is not walking around with that now because they realize it's disgusting and dirty and they, you know, aren't cleaning them regularly. They're not going to be having a mask on them. So now people have to supply the mask again. On the flip side, we do have the variants. In India, pretty overwhelmed. I think in the last few hours, they've had another 200,000 cases, another 1,700 deaths. There are hospitalizations, serious critical numbers. We don't get those. America's numbers are dropping a little bit now. So America's starting to kind of gain some steam. But the India variant is unfortunately gaining steam in Asia, in India. And multiple other countries are still grappling with severe cases. Italy, Russia, Germany, Iran, Mexico, Ukraine. Netherlands had another 5,500 cases. Philippines, another 6,700 cases in the last few hours. Japan, another 6,800 cases. Nepal, 8,400 cases. So we are dealing with, unfortunately, still a pandemic. So even though I'm glad we got to ditch the mask, not only did I take the mask off, I took the bra off. I had a happy day at home yesterday. I get that some companies might want to make sure that in case anything changes in a month or two, they're ready. But it's frustrating because, as I said before, the mask mandate should have probably never been implemented the way it was. Because now all these companies that have been forced to, you know, kick people out of stores, you know, put their employees at risk of enforcing a mask mandate when they're not in law enforcement, purchasing all these masks, making all these stickers and 6 feet guide, all the stuff these companies had to do what they had to do, now it's being reversed going, yeah, if a person claims they're vaccinated, they can walk around without a mask. You're like, well, then what did you have me do all this for? They could be lying. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams, but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Chernobyl, one of the worst nuclear power plant disasters in our history, was back in the 1980s, 1986. We still hear about it in the news. We'll see some documentaries on it. We'll hear about some studies on cancer. But for the most part, when people hear Chernobyl, they say it was a thing of the past. That happened in 1986, 35 years ago. Why are we still talking about it now? Well, because we heard today that it's smoldering again. In fact, according to Life Science, it might explode. Chernobyl, after 35 years. They say tons of nuclear fuel in the wrecked plant's basement has started to react again. I thought it was all done, all neutralized. So researchers monitoring the plant, which infamously exploded in the deadly 1986 meltdown, have detected a steady spike in the number of neutrons in an underground room called 305/2. The room is full of heavy rubble, concealing a radioactive mush of uranium, zirconium, graphite, and sand that oozed into the plant's basement like lava before hardening into formations called fuel-containing materials, or FCMs. Now, rising neutron levels indicate that these FCMs are undergoing new fusion reactions. Neutrons are striking and splitting the nuclei of uranium atoms, and this creates some energy. For now, the radioactive waste is smoldering like the embers in a barbecue pit. Neil Hyatt, a nuclear materials chemist at the University of Sheffield in UK, said it's possible that those embers could fully ignite if left undisturbed for too long, resulting in another explosion. That would suck. That would be horrible. They say this potential explosion wouldn't be anywhere near as devastating, of course, as the 1986 one. That resulted in thousands of deaths, spewed a radioactive cloud over Europe. Maxim Savlev, senior researcher with the Institute of Safety Programs and Nuclear Power Plants in Kiev, Ukraine, told Science Magazine, if the nuclear material ignites again, the blast will be largely contained within the steel and concrete cage known as the quote-unquote shelter. Officials built this around the plant's ruined Unit 4 reactor about a year after the accident. But the contained explosion would make the long-term mission of removing the plant's FCMs much harder. So, as you remember with the Chernobyl, they couldn't get to it. They couldn't even assess how bad the damage is because the roof blew off. It was such a bad explosion, they couldn't get planes close enough by to see what was going on. So they couldn't even assess the damage till days later. And then, of course, cover-ups and not wanting the media to find out. And then finally they evacuated people and they told them they would be able to come back. And then that, you know, couldn't happen. And so animals died. It was unfortunately a tragic scene. And so what ended up happening is since you couldn't necessarily take any of the stuff and take it to another facility, it was just so much, they decided to bury it. They tried to bury it with sand. They tried to bury it with a bunch of things. And then instead, they were like, well, why don't we just build over it? So it's contained. But neutron levels have been steadily rising in room 305/2 for about 4 years. And so if these unfortunately decide to make energy and ember and brew, that could be an issue. They say it could continue rising for several more years without incident. The little nuclear nuggets could fizzle out on their own. But if neutron levels keep rising, scientists are going to have to intervene. So how do they intervene? Well, I don't know. Plant managers are still trying to figure out how to access the tons of radioactive material buried below the room's thick layers of concrete debris. Radiation levels are still too high for humans. 35 years later, radiation levels are too high for humans to be in there. Now, there could be radiation-resistant robots that might be able to drill through the rubble. Back in the 80s, they didn't have robots that I think were as resistant. Now, hopefully, we have something better. They can install neutron-absorbing control rods into the room. Ukraine hopes to present a detailed plan for the removal of Chernobyl's still smoldering FCMs by September. Yeah, well, don't trip over yourself rushing into this. You would think they would know that these things were smoldering. That's just how nuclear, you know, it isn't like a fire where you put it out, it's done. All right, you know, these are on the atomic level where there's energy. It still kind of confuses me, you know, in terms of that, because I didn't really take a lot of physics and atoms and chemistry. I'm like, it's too small. If I can't see it, I'm going to have a tough time learning about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Disney is starting to perk up a little bit. Theme park revenue more than doubled expectations. Profit is starting to come back. But interestingly, the Disney Plus and streaming results are underwhelmed. Remember when Disney said, look, we're going to make bucks because we're going to have The Mandalorian. We're going to have all this hype on The Mandalorian, but the only way you can see The Mandalorian is if you buy Disney Plus. So we, like idiots, bought Disney Plus. Mandalorian ends. We thought, well, maybe we should cancel it. But we were like, well, I don't know. I think we were lazy. And I do like some of the Disney flicks. So we kept it. Well, apparently other people are kind of done with, you know, a lot of the streaming. You aren't really having new people hop on board when it comes to the streaming. And so Disney had reported some losses when it came to the streaming. But they did do better. Fiscal second quarter earnings of $901 million or 49 cents a share. Sales of $15.6 billion, down from $18 billion a year ago, but still better. So they did have some growth, about 60 cents a share from a year ago. So it's very interesting what was going to happen with Disney. Because Disney is, as it's opening up in California, Disney opened up a few weeks ago. Yes, it's going to be limited in terms of the numbers, but California has already discussed that they might be opening full steam ahead by this summer. And so, you know, we compare what happened to Florida and California, based on their strict measures. Florida, with Governor DeSantis, was like, Disney World's open. Businesses can be open. California, on the other hand, because they were, you know, really affected late in the game with COVID, they stayed strict. Salons couldn't open. Restaurants couldn't close. It was bad. It was a ghost town in California. Never thought I would see that. And so when you look at the numbers of people affected and the deaths, et cetera, it was fairly comparable in terms of what happened with Florida and California. Now, California, mind you, has, they believe, a lot more to lose. They have, you know, when they were hit with as high, they had 62,000 deaths of their 39 million population. Right? They have about 40 million people, only 75,000 hospital beds, but they had about 62,000 deaths. Florida, which is maybe a little more than half, had about 36,000 deaths, almost proportional. 2.2 million cases, 36,000 deaths, as opposed to California's 3.7 million cases, 62,000 deaths. Florida has about half the population of California. A little over half. So it's going to be interesting to see. Disney is one of the markers that kind of can show us what happened from Florida to California. And personally, I think Florida might have done it right. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.